This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not a funeral homes under pressure in a pandemic that has killed more than 500,000 people in the U.S. alone. Florian Martin of Houston Public Media has that.
In the early days of the pandemic, many funeral homes lost revenue as demand dropped for some of their services. Manuel Guerra was laid off from his job as a funeral director in Houston.
When the corona first came out, a lot of families and a lot of funeral homes were doing only cremations. Maybe they just have a memorial service, you know, with just a few people present, but not the body present.
But Guerra didn't have to wait long for a new job as infections and deaths surged in the summer. He's now the funeral director at one of four branches of another Houston company, Leal Funeral Home, and the job has kept him busier than ever.
We had almost 39 funerals in 1 week. That's what some funeral homes do in 1 month.
As someone working in the funeral industry for 40 years, Guerra is used to seeing death. But this has been different.
We had a wife, young, that died on the beginning of a month. And about 4 weeks later, her husband died. And it's just sad. It's tragic.
Guerra says he has lost four family members to COVID-19. In addition to more burials, funeral homes have also had to do more to help out overburdened hospitals and medical examiners. Harvey Hildebrand is the executive director at the Texas Funeral Directors Association.
So all those things that we normally handle, those have all been challenged and exacerbated.
Many funeral companies are also making more money during the pandemic. Houston-based national funeral giant Service Corporation International reported recently that it brought in $280 million more in revenue in 2020 than in the previous year. The company pointed out significant challenges, though, and thanked frontline workers for their resolve and focus on safety. At Leal Funeral Home, Manuel Guerra says he hopes the vaccine will start to make a difference.
And I pray that the cure is around the corner.
And he is a step closer to getting that protection. Guerra recently received his first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.